reflecting on yesterday's talk, I found very interesting is that at the beginning, Ajahn Mungta Mahabhua said that he had been experimenting with lots of different practices, and then he found that didn't work, so he determined to stick to just do Budo 100%, stick with it, whether it looked like it was working or not. And then later on, when he was working with the, you know, that night when he was working with the pain, he seemed to immediately know that, well, he dealt with it once one way, and then he knew it's not going to work, the same thing's not going to work. And so obviously that's a pretty insightful practitioner to be able to figure out when you need to do one thing and stick to it, and when you'll just completely fail if you do that.
Right.
But I was wondering if you had any reflections on how to discern when it's useful to, you know, just go for it, whether it works, looks like it's working or not. Just keep at it.
It's suffering. It's always the standard, in the sense of that you have to be reflecting and seeing, okay, what is it that's helping wholesome dhammas arise and maintain themselves, and what is it that's helping unwholesome dhammas to decrease or to head them off at the pass, sort of thing. So that there has to be that reflection, and that's always the standard that the Buddha gave in terms of, one, in terms of right effort, but then also in terms of what is it that accords with Dhamma. So that if a practice is not really according with Dhamma, then your unwholesome Dhammas will start to increase. And there's, you know, you have to pay attention to the flavor of the mind and say, okay, is there more clarity or less clarity? Is there more peace or less peace? Is there more brightness, more dullness? Is there more happiness or suffering? So those are you have to be willing to tune into that and then make an assessment. Okay, this is starting to go in a particular direction. Now what do I do? Because oftentimes how we assess things, rather than experientially, we assess it from a kind of a idea or position. So if we take in the position, okay, I'm just going to stick with Buddha, and I'm just going to annihilate everything through Buddha, and incredible resolve. But then you sort of say, I am just hitting it out real hard with Buddha, but it's not actually working. Okay, now what do I do? So then that kind of flexibility and adaptability is really part of the Dhamma practice, in terms of, you obviously have to start with some position or assumption or technique or method, but then you have to be willing to assess. And the assessment isn't through a self-position, you know, am I failing, am I succeeding, am I good at this, am I bad at that, because then that just keeps the mind churning. But is there, the position of Dhamma, in the sense of, is this according with Dhamma or not according with Dhamma? And then you're adjusting and adapting and tuning in. And a lot of the actual progress is oftentimes just the way that you tune in. shifts the what you experience, how you experience it. So that's it's an important aspect of the because the positions that we take are conditioning how we're going to experience things. And that's if it's the position of kind of absolute and utter confidence, total belief in oneself, or worrying and fretting, or having a, you know, all of these kind of positions that we take as a self have results as well.